The Thief of Time. Chapter 11. And so the years passed. But time did not touch the face of Dorian Gray. That wonderful beauty, the beauty that Basil Hallward had painted, never left him. He enjoyed the life of a rich and fashionable young man. He studied art and music, and filled his house with beautiful things from every corner of the world. But his search for pleasure did not stop there. He became hungry for evil pleasures. He became more and more in love with the beauty of his face, more and more interested in the ugliness of his soul. After a while, strange stories were heard about him, stories of a secret, more dangerous life. But when people looked at that young and good-looking face, they could not believe the evil stories, and they still came to the famous dinners at his house, where the food and the music and the conversation were the best in London. But behind the locked door at the top of the house, the picture of Dorian Gray grew older every year. The terrible face showed the dark secrets of his life. The heavy mouth, the yellow skin, the cruel eyes, these told the real story. Again and again, Dorian Gray went secretly to the room and looked first at the ugly and terrible face in the picture, then at the beautiful young face that laughed back at him from the mirror. After his 25th year, the stories about him became worse. He was sometimes away from home for several days. He was seen fighting with foreign sailors in bars. He was friendly with thieves. And in the houses of fashionable people, men sometimes turned away when he entered a room. Women's faces sometimes went white when they heard his name. But many people only laughed at these stories. Dorian Gray was still a very rich and fashionable man, and the dinners at his house were excellent. People agreed with Lord Henry, who once said, in his amusing way, that a good dinner was more important than a good life. As the months and years passed, Dorian Gray grew more and more afraid of the picture. He both hated it and loved it, and he became more and more afraid that someone would discover his secret. For weeks he tried not to go near it, but he could not stay away from it for long. Sometimes, when he was staying in friends' houses, he suddenly left and hurried back to London. He wanted to be sure that the room was still locked and the picture was still safe. At one time he used to spend winters with Lord Henry in a little house in Algiers, but now he no longer travelled outside England. His fear grew stronger every year, and as time passed, the face in the picture grew slowly more terrible.